This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning, I'm Jennifer Lynn. WHYY-TV finishes airing the 10-part Ken Burns Lynn Novick series, The Vietnam War, tonight. The documentary features a decade's worth of interviews, including recollections of two local men. We have heard from Marine Sergeant W.D. Earhart, who now teaches at the Haverford School. This morning, we hear from Ron Farisi, a retired picture framer living in rural Berks County. I paid him a visit last month to look over old photos from his days in the service as a helicopter crew chief. I learned a lot about his demons and bravery and a moment of coming unleashed as we lingered over a picture of his army buddies.
Here we are in front of a new barracks, and this is Reefer Wilson, Greg Jane, and Kent Bickle, and myself.
How'd we forget his nickname?
His name was Raymond. He was a burner. Our unit was divided between burners and juicers. We were issued marijuana by our company commander. And there'd be 50 or 60 people on the flight line smoking weed every night. And all the pilots and officers would be in their mess area drinking gin or whatever they drank. And I was a burner.
As I was watching the Ken Burns Lynn Novick documentary, I was waiting for that one entire show about drug use, and I didn't get that.
No, they didn't expound on any of that. It was almost the norm. By 1967, when I got there, everybody smoked weed. And it was issued to the oldest person. And he would always say, okay, now don't tell anybody where you got this.
What was the point of handing that out?
There was a man who said, you didn't come back normal. If you didn't smoke weed, you didn't come back normal. We gave you the ability to relax a little bit from the war. I had no more dreams. The dreams disappeared after my first week.
What dreams are you referring to?
A nightmare. My first day on guard duty was with a little John, we called him. I fell asleep in the guard bunker, and I had a nightmare that we were being attacked, and I started screaming. And here John Harris is with an M16 thinking that we're being attacked. And that was the last dream I ever had.
You don't dream now?
Slightly, yes. We all do. Whether we remember them or not, it's another thing.
We see you in the documentary in episode one, and you tell a story about verbally going off on a young American reporter who's interviewing you in Vietnam, and she hits a nerve. What happened?
Oh, boy, that was something that Lynn Novick, when she asked me that question, it was a story that I never told anyone. She asked me if I ever saw a war correspondent in my time in Vietnam. And it brought back such a flood of emotion that I had to gasp a little bit. And then I told her the story. We were flying at Khe Sanh. The siege of Khe Sanh was going on. It was in February 1968, and I was flying with Mr. Jones. We were in OH-13s, a little tiny helicopter, and our job was looking for anti-aircraft. I just got done shooting 3,000 rounds of ammunition and engaging 7 different enemy. When we dropped off the machine gun, landed our aircraft, I grabbed my machine gun and put it on my shoulder, and as I was walking away, this apparition came up to me. It was a round-eyed woman, long brown hair, well-groomed. She smelled pretty, and she had beautiful physique. And she had these fatigues that were all tailor-made for her. She looked like Jane Mansfield coming out of the shadows. Standing behind her was a major who was all spit-shined, had shiny shoes, and he had his gold leaf on his hat. This woman came up to me and got very close, and she said, we heard that battle on the radio. That was an incredible battle. What was it like? I had no words to answer her, so all I did was pull out my .38, put my arm on her shoulder, and I pulled the trigger and shot into the ground behind her. I put my .38 back in the holster, and I turned around and walked away. Now her ears are ringing just like my ears. I also watched the pants of the major behind her get wet. Lynn Novick was the first person I ever told that story to. 2 weeks later, they said they found the reporter. They vetted the story, and I thought I was going to be sued for maybe eardrum damage or something, but nothing came of it. And as a matter of fact, what's it like? I want to forget what it's like. That's how that story came to pass.
Ron Farisi lives in Leonardsville, Pennsylvania. He appears in the 10-part documentary, The Vietnam War. You can go to WHYY.org/Vietnam and click on Watch Now to view all the episodes. As a WHYY passport member, just sign in to watch them all.